Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's cloudy outside, and I find that weird. It feels like we've had nothing but sun for the last month, and I'm not complaining, though we do need some rain. Like, rain would be nice, considering the fires and the dangers of it. So I'm looking outside, Tiggy, and it's cloudy outside, so maybe we're actually going to get some rain.
Rain is a good thing.
Rain is a damn good thing. But welcome here on this Thursday afternoon, Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Coming up in a half hour, we will get to hear from Bad Tiki. Now, the other day, the Jets are trying to fix their tackling issues.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had the most missed tackles in any NFL game this season on Sunday when they had 20 missed tackles. So Jeff Ulbrich came out and said, all right, we're going to practice tackling, and we're even going to have a presentation, like a video presentation.
I don't know if I've ever heard of this.
It's original, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to have a presentation to explain tackling. So, Sauce Gardner, what did you think of the presentation?
You really don't need no presentation.
Now, I want to be fair to Sauce. That's just one little snippet of what he said, but I find it funny. Sauce, what'd you think of the presentation?
You really don't need no presentation.
I mean, you don't, really, because you've known how to tackle for basically your entire life if you're playing this game, but it doesn't help to be reminded sometimes.
Especially when you've missed tackles. And Sauce Gardner missed a very important tackle that really helped contribute to that loss to Arizona. I want to be fair to Sauce Gardner. I don't really believe in out-of-context stuff. As long as you explain it and you can laugh about it, then we can go back to the reality of it. That is out of context. Here is the question to Sauce about the tackling and the practice, and here is his answer.
This morning, Ulbrich said that he gave a tackling presentation for the team. What did you guys kind of take away from that, and how quickly can something like that actually return results on the field?
We know how to tackle. We know how to tackle. We got to make the tackles. That's really it, you know? We've been doing it. Simple. We really don't need no presentation. You know, I know where he's coming from when he did it, but us as professional athletes, we got to be able to make tackles, me included for sure.
What did you think of that response?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how you respond to it.
I think he actually, at the beginning, was very negative and then almost said, I understand where he's coming from.
Right.
Almost to say, well, I get why he did it.
Right. Because you have to do it.
Right.
You know, you got to make a point. And it's one thing to say we got to tackle better, but is that making a point, or
no,
is that just stating a fact? But when you show a video, I'd be so interested. I'm going to ask Ulbrich about this. I'd be so interested to know.
When do you meet Ulbrich, by the way?
Tomorrow. We'll talk about tomorrow.
Nice.
Like, I'd be so interested.
He's
doing
the Jet game, by the way, just for anyone out there.
Like, what that video entailed.
Yeah.
Was it like the old, like, 1970 fundamental tackling video? Or was it just a cut up? Which it probably was. I think it's probably more this. A cut-up of current guys making good tackles.
I was thinking, would it be a cut-off of them making good tackles?
Maybe.
To almost show them, we know you can do it.
Right.
Here's you
actually
making a good fundamental
you're
tackle.
You're probably right, Evan, because Sauce Gardner's response tells you that.
Yeah.
We know we can tackle because we just saw it in the presentation that Jeff Ulbrich presented to us.
Yeah, I think when your team is struggling, the way the Jets are struggling, there's no bad idea.
No.
Like, I think you've got to try everything. So even though on the surface it sounds comical, they're showing a video on how to tackle. That was one of the, not the main reason, or maybe it was. It was one of the main reasons why they lost to the Arizona Cardinals.
Right, it's why they stayed down early in the game.
Yes.
Because it missed tackles.
I laid out that Sauce Gardner-McBride situation. The Jets' defense was about to force a three and out if Sauce makes a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
They're down 14-6. It's a game.
Right.
Now, what happens after that? Who knows? The Jets had driven on their first two drives for field goals. What do they do on their third drive, especially since they just had a long drive and now they're about to force a three and out? Maybe it's another field goal to make it 14-9. Maybe they score a touchdown. But failing to execute that play eliminated that as a possibility.
Agreed.
Because then the Arizona Cardinals just marched down the field and scored a touchdown. And to me, effectively ended the game. So I appreciate that Jeff Ulbrich is trying anything. It's funny. We had a conversation yesterday, and you go to the Evan and Tiki podcast, in which I was clearly a fan, and you're clearly you. And I said, I want my coach to call players out. And you're like, what the hell does that do?
Right. You just can't.
And this is the only time I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's the only time I'm going to do this. My basketball head coach called everybody out yesterday. His team lost to the Boston Celtics, the best team in the NBA.
Individually?
He did not. He said the effort wasn't there. And it's very similar to what Gerard Mayo said a few weeks earlier, where you're not calling the individual out, but you're basically saying, look, that effort's unacceptable. And I tell you this, I cared far less about the result of last night's game for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. I cared, but far less than a Jet game.
Of course.
And it made me feel better. Like, it spoke to me as a fan saying, yeah, call out their effort. And so I get what you're saying, that right. You don't want to do it individually, but it does feel nice to hear the coach say, hey, that crap's unacceptable.
But he has said that.
But he's also said it about himself,
but
mostly about himself.
Well, yeah, he is mostly talking about himself, but I think that's because he's trying to protect, like, the narrative around his players. But, do you need to state the obvious?
Sometimes, yeah.
You missed the 20 tackles in a game. Do you really need to state it? Or you could just say, yeah, we stunk today.
We did have made
notes. And it's me too. And if it's me cutting up a video of great tackles that this team has made and presenting it to them, and that helps them understand that, yes, we do need the tackle. It's not something you take for granted. That is him doing his job a little bit better.
Would it have made any difference? Because I guess this is what I envision.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show it to you instead of just talking around it. If after the Jets lost to the Arizona Cardinals, Jeff Ulbrich starts his press conference. All right, everybody. That BS was unacceptable. I am pissed off at every single guy in that locker room. And then he slammed it.
Yeah.
This crap's got to stop. Okay?
No.
We got to be better than this crap. 20 missed tackles? What the hell are we doing? This is on everybody. Me too. It's on everybody. And every single guy, I want them to go to sleep at night and envision every GD missed tackle that we had. And we're going to have a presentation. We're going to have a practice. And if this doesn't change, names are going to be taken and guys are going to be gone. Wouldn't that be awesome?
No, because it rings of like an out of control coach. The last thing you need is for your coach to be out of control. That sounds like Jim Moore when he was asked about the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Yeah.
Playoffs? We didn't talk about playoffs.
Right now, I mean, or who was it? The Arizona Cardinals. We are who they thought we were.
Denny Green.
And so, like, those things are great and it's fantastic for social and it lasts forever, becomes an iconic moment, but it also foreshadows the end of your tenure as the head coach. When you get crazy like that, it mostly doesn't work out.
You know what I'm kind of curious about now? You got me very interested. What did they do after the Jim Mora rant? Like, how did the team perform?
I don't remember them finishing any stronger.
No, they didn't. I'm looking at it. It was 2001, right? That was the 2001 Colts?
I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, they finished 6-10.
Yeah.
So it didn't work. It's good to know. I know the Denny Green grant didn't work either.
Yeah. Right. I think he got fired that year.
Yeah, I guess sometimes.
Because he was on the hot seat already, and then, you know, they played well in that game but lost.
Right.
And he was, like, defiant. We could have beat that team. They are who we thought they were. Same thing. All right, but you still stunk. You lost the game, and you didn't. I don't think you made it through the season.
Yeah, but you know what? I'd give you this. The Herm Edwards you play to win the game here, it did work.
Yeah, but that was different.
They made the playoffs, and they finished awesomely strong.
But that was different. That was a question of, what was the question? I forget the question.
Yeah, what was the full context of that question and answer?
The response is so much more powerful, memorable than the question.
Yeah, I don't remember
what the question was.
Yeah, I don't. Can you find that, guys, the audio of that?
But
the whole thing?
It had to have been something that was just kind of like, are you kidding?
Right.
Like, no, you play to win the game.
So you can't credit that as working.
No, the gym,
and it wasn't a ramp, but the Jim Fossil thing that you guys were a part of, I'm putting the chips in the middle of the table.
Well, I mean...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That worked.
That kind of was a rant.
So that was legendary.
Because right, he was talking, they were getting, we weren't even bad that year. We just lost a couple of games in bad fashion.
Right.
And so people started. And it's all because the rumor underlying, not often said, was that Jim was going to get replaced.
Right.
That Ernie Accorsi wanted to hire his own head coach after being given the job when George Young retired. Right. George Young hires Jim Fossil, drafts me, Ike Hilliard, that class, and then he retires.
Right.
And it's like, all right, Ernie, this is your team now. And Ernie's like, dude, I want my own guy. And so there was always that underlying rumor that Ernie was going to fire Jim. And it lasted forever. So every press conference, people would ask him about, oh, what do you think about this team? You don't make the playoffs. I'm telling you, we're pushing our chips to the center of the table. This team is going to the playoffs. So it was kind of a rant because we played terrible against the Lions that day.
And you guys won every game after that.
And after that, we went on a run.
And you're right. You were 7-4. So
right, it's not like we were terrible.
Right. You weren't 4-7.
No.
You weren't 3-7.
Right. We were a good team. We just had played poorly in a couple of games.
Let's go to John in Brooklyn. How are you doing today, John?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I tell you, when I called, they just answered the phone and they said, hey, John, what's up? I was like, geez, I must call you guys.
I think we've got, like, really special, like, machines and equipment here where we just know everybody. So, there you go.
I was like, damn, I'm special, I guess. Either way, real quick, guys, don't cut me in toes. I know you guys are going to kill me for what I'm about to say, but first of all, with the tackling, make them wear mittens at practice and teach them how to tackle with everything else but their fingers. It's getting ridiculous. But either way, when it comes to the Jets, I love the idea of Rex possibly coming back, but I feel like the kids are living in a different world these days with social media and everything. I don't think he could really wrangle those guys
Rex.
That way.
Oh, Rex.
Rex. But then John Gruden, like, two. It's the media is going to eat that apart and then just make it controversial and there'd be more social media and stuff. There's a guy out there that I would love to see become the coach, and I know you know what I'm talking about.
I don't. Who?
All right. So, and then we could also, in a middle of the road pick, we could draft his son.
Oh, Deion.
Right? Oh, Deion Sanders.
We could grab Coach Prime and his son.
John, you know why I'm open to Deion Sanders and I'm not open to, I don't want to say I'm not open, but I'm not as excited about Rex Ryan and John Gruden. I think Rex Ryan and John Gruden is going backwards. I do. And I know why we have an urge to go backwards, because we've seen success in the past.
Yep.
Rex 2 AFC title games, John a Super Bowl, though it was a long time ago. And we think we can recapture that. And I think in the modern NFL, you got to go forward.
Yeah.
And one thing about Deion is he's going forward. He's having success in college.
True.
So I am much more open and, I dare I say, excited about the idea of a Coach Prime than I am John Gruden or Rex Ryan. I think it's just the same, like, you know, we don't know the future, so let's just try to go backwards and see if that works. And I don't think that's the answer.
Didn't Gruden just sign a deal with
Barstool today? Yeah, that doesn't, today. I don't think that matters,
It doesn't matter, but, I mean, why is he doing it?
I think he's doing it to get his name out there so he can get a job again. I think he wants to work again.
Is that going to get his name? Is that going to get him into the, I don't know, the sphere of decision makers, owners, general managers, team presidents?
Because Barstool.
Because he's on Barstool?
And Barstool's gone after, rightfully so, Roger Goodell quite a bit over the years. Maybe not. Maybe that's why he did it, actually.
I think he felt unhireable, so at least some media outlet has now hired him. Maybe that's what he's thinking, Gruden.
I get what what John's doing. I think he wants a job, and I think he wants a job that people are paying attention to, and if it leads to coaching, great.
He doesn't need a job because he made a ton of money.
Yeah, but I think you can tell he wants to work.
Oh,
he needs it in terms of life, not money.
Right, right. As far as being engaged in, because he loves the sport. You know that.
I think
he's only 61, so he's not aged out of it by any stretch.
The problem with John Gruden and Rex Ryan, it's nothing personal with those guys because they've accomplished a lot, is I think we're desperate to find Bill Parcells of 2025 because Bill was so perfect in 1997. John Gruden and Rex Ryan are not Bill Parcells. They're not. And so we're trying to recreate what worked so long ago by let's bring this guy in who's going to save the organization. And I don't think that guy exists. Yeah. So I think, unfortunately, I know it's less sexy, but I think it's the reality. You just again have to go back to finding the next great head coach. In my opinion, that guy is Brian Flores. That's me. I hope I'm right. I've seen enough from Brian Flores as a head coach with Miami and what he's done since then where I fully believe he's the next great head coach in the NFL. That's how I feel about him. So I'm willing to put my chips into the middle of the table and say that's the guy. Going back to the past and hoping that something that worked 20 years ago is going to work again in John Gruden or something that worked 14 years ago with Rex Ryan is going to work again, I think that's a fantasy.
Yeah, it's crazy when you say it like that because you forget that Super Bowl with Tampa, my brother's team, in 2002. It was 22 years ago.
Bush first term. Think about it that way.
Right, so, presidential terms help you understand better. Don't you think, Tate?
Yeah,
and definitely. If you're going to do the Parcells thing, I know this. Why wouldn't you just do the Belichick thing then?
Because I think Bill was
not the Parcells. You mean?
Well,
Rex
Ryan. Like if
oh, you mean that Belichick is Parcells?
That's the closest thing available. And I'm not telling you the Jets should. I'm just saying if your mindset is going for that kind of thing, then you should try to blow Belichick out of the water.
Yeah, I think you're right that is the closest thing. I'm not convinced though that's the answer. Because again, I really think that you got to look forward. I think the answer is looking forward and trying to find that next great head coach. And I know it's risky. Right.
The evolution of the game, not the, let's go back to nostalgia of the game.
Because I think that's what those three picks are. Bill's a little bit less because he had success more recently. But in the case of Rex and John, it's nostalgia. Well, I think it's easy nostalgia, and I don't think it's the answer. And it has nothing to do with the other stuff with both guys. Obviously, with John Gruden, he's suing the NFL and a lot of racist, misogynistic, and everything else emails were released, and that should be under examination again. But that's not, I haven't even gotten to that yet because I'm sticking on the football side. If I think it's worth it, football side, then we get to the next conversation. We say, okay, is that worth it? I'm not even there because I don't think it's worth it football wise.
You know what a lot of WFAN listeners are thinking, Evan? What about Bill Cowher?
That name.
There's no chance.
No, but that was the name for 20 years.
Yeah. Every year.
Every year. And it was always the Giants.
It's more than the Jets. He's right here in New York.
Yeah. And he wants to do it.
On the NFL Today.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Bring him in. Let's go to...
I don't think he ever wanted to re-coach again.
Clearly not. I think the results show you that the answer was probably not.
Oh, yeah. No, I've gotten to know him over the years, and I don't think he ever wanted
to re-coach. The only question I'd have for him is, did you ever come close? Was there ever a year and a situation?
No, because he retired for a reason. I mean, his wife was sick.
Right.
She passed away. And it was, it's tough. It was a grind on his life.
Can't imagine.
So I don't think he ever really was close to it.
Let's go to Nick in Massapequa. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Hey, Evan, Tiki.
What's up, man?
First, hello, Tiki, man. You're a great Giant, and I loved watching you play.
Thank
you. My son's first jersey was a Tiki Barber jersey.
Oh, I love
3 years old for Christmas.
That's cool.
I just wonder, if the Giants get out of position and looking for a quarterback and they can't get the top quarterback, I was the last Daniel Jones supporter, but I kind of gave up 2 games ago. I mean, I was fighting all the fans for years and years for Daniel Jones.
I was on that trade with you.
Yeah, I finally gave up. I just, it's so frustrating, finally. But, okay, if they can't get a top quarterback, one of the top three or something, and if this is a little bit out of the league, but if they can work out deals on pay and all the compensation and stuff, do you think Dable can revive Deshaun Watson?
What do you think of that one, dude?
Wow. It's an interesting question. I don't know if the drama, like the off, because it still exists.
Yeah.
It hasn't gone away, even though I guess some of those cases were settled. The original situation was settled. There were more that came back. I think it's a hard sell in a major media market.
Well, here's the cold, hard reality of this world. When you are so good at what you do, you're worth the media criticism, mm-hmm. the fan criticism, and really the embarrassment of bringing in a bad guy right. or an accused bad guy. When you're no longer that good and now you're a project,
that's the problem.
You're not worth it.
And that's exactly where he is.
That's right where now. He is.
He's not that good of a quarterback anymore.
Yes.
He's not. There's no health issue. There's no other. There's nothing. It's just other than he's distracted by all the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
And whether they can revitalize him or not is not the question. You're talking about a GM and coach whose jobs potentially could be on the line next year. They're not going from Daniel Jones to the Deshaun Watson project.
The only way you're doing that, and this is something I suggested this season.
How old is he? Is he 27?
He's still young, man.
8, something like that?
Yeah, I think he's 28 years old. Like, he's still young. I wanted them to do this year. They didn't. And you could do this next year, which is bring in a young reclamation project-y player to compete with the young guy that you draft. And that's what I wanted to do this past year. Justin Fields was the guy I talked a lot about of, hey, have him and Daniel compete, and let's see what happens, and then you figure it out.
I think that they just wanted a veteran in the locker room.
Yeah, they
In the meeting room, I should say. Forget the locker room. They wanted a veteran in the meeting room.
Well, I also think they didn't want there to be a competition. They just wanted DJ to be the guy, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, he's paid to be the guy, so he kind of had to be.
Right.
But I guess competition is just, it's a weird word to use, but I'm sure there was, especially because Daniel Jones wasn't really healthy.
Well, and that's part of why I wanted there to be a competition. In this fictitious world where I got what I wanted, I screamed and yelled, and it was like, yeah, Evan got what he wanted. And Justin Fields was a New York Giant for a fifth-round pick, and Justin Fields and Daniel Jones competed, genuine competition, for the starting quarterback job. What would have happened?
I think Daniel Jones would have won.
You think so?
Yeah. Just like Russell Wilson would have won it in Pittsburgh if he was healthy. Problem is he wasn't healthy.
Yeah, that obviously changed because of that. I don't know, especially because Daniel was coming off the injury.
Yeah, but I think there's just so much off with Justin Fields' game. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, he's similar to Anthony Richardson. Like, he never learned how to be that starting passing quarterback. Right. Obviously, he ran for 1,000 yards one of those years in Chicago, and they were a semi-decent team. But like, he never really learned how to be like a top-end quarterback in the league. Mm. So Daniel Jones has at least been that. In flashes. Mm. I don't think Justin Fields has ever been that, save for one game where he threw for, I called that game actually. It was up in Denver. Mm. He was 16 of 16 in the first half for like 260 yards or something. His only incompletion was the Hail Mary at the end of the half. And then he imploded and they ended up losing the game.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know if he ever became or learned enough to be that kind of starting quarterback in the league. It's why Mike Tomlin didn't feel like aggrieved benching him for Russell Wilson.
He turned out to be right so far.
No, absolutely.
Don't question Tomlin, man.
Right.
Braden is in Berkeley Heights. How are you? Braden, what's up, Braden?
What's up?
Whoa. I hope that sounded us. How you doing, Braden?
Get out of the way.
Did someone cut you off?
Definitely.
Yeah.
What's up? Surprised you didn't curse. I'm surprised you didn't curse him out. You just honked him.
I like that.
Great restraint.
Yeah.
What's up?
All right, so Juan Soto on his return to the Yankees.
Yes.
I don't like it. I'd rather him not.
Why?
I think step away from the player. You look at the guy. As a Yankees fan, I'm a diehard Yankees fan.
Yeah.
I don't like the Soto shuffle. I think it's cocky.
Oh, stop
I think it's stupid.
It.
And I think we need... I don't like it.
Braden, I know what happened. I know what happened. Let's come clean. Your girlfriend thinks he's sexy. You know what I'm talking about. Your girlfriend thinks Juan Soto's sexier than you, and you're jealous. So you called up Sports Talk Radio after honking someone off and saying, that sounds weird, after honking somebody, and you said, I don't want this guy. The Soto shuffle is obnoxious. Either... your girlfriend is maybe cheating on you with Juan Soto, or...
she's saying, Braden, can you do the Soto shuffle?
Or...
I want to do that.
Or you're Phil Mushnick's son. One or the other.
We've all seen...
By the way, to Phil Mushnick, who I, weirdly enough, I kind of like. I actually like Phil Mushnick, because he just says stuff, and it's controversial, but I like reading it. I find him interesting. He wrote a whole thing about Soto and, you know, basically killing him for the show, everything. I got to admit, like the old man on the lawn thing, I like that once in a while. So to hear the old man bitch about the guy.
It's a different game.
I enjoyed his article.
Different world.
But I think Braden is related to Phil, or there's an issue with his girlfriend and Juan Soto.
You're bringing up something from Major League 2. We've all seen the movie. When they sign Jack Parkman and he does the shuffle and Bob Uecker goes, it drives all the women in Cleveland nuts.
So you're
telling me that Juan Soto is driving all the women in the Tri-State area nuts? My wife's definitely not watching baseball now.
I think he's driving Braden's girlfriend nuts because what else would compel you? And he waited on hold for a while, and I appreciate that. I do. What would compel him to call up Sports Talk Radio as a young Yankee fan who just saw his team go to the World Series mainly because of him and say, I don't want him back. And by the way, it wasn't because of the money. It wasn't because I prefer Alex Bregman. It was because, I don't like the shuffle. I mean, what?
He's pre-bracing himself.
Oh, you think that was Cope?
I think it's Cope. I think he thinks in the back of his mind, damn, we don't have Steve Cohen's money. The Mets are signing, so let me get ahead of what I don't like about Juan Soto before he leaves. This way, when he does leave, I can tell all my friends, it's the shuffle. Why do you even want this guy?
Interesting. All right, so maybe it's a cope. I think it's an issue he didn't want to bring up, something with his girl and Juan.
You're probably right.
Me or Sean?
You.
Thank you, Tiki. I get that victory. Bad Tiki's going to join us in a few minutes, plus why Friday night, and I'm not talking about Nets-Knicks, is must-watch TV. We'll get to it coming up, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan, 433. We'll take you tonight till about 6:25. We'll preview tonight's game, a game I'm pumped up for. We'll make our picks on tonight's game between Philadelphia and Washington, a battle for supremacy in the NFC East. But it is Thursday. It is 4:30. And Bad Tiki, who joins us every Thursday at 4:30, is brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com and come get some. I remind you that Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being, not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back.
Evan, I'm glad you asked. Bad Tiki has a proposition for you, an opportunity you simply cannot pass up. Because I'm such a good friend to all of you, I'd like to give you guys first dibs. What do you say, boys? Do we change our lives forever or stay sad and poor and fat? Not you, regular Tiki. You know that.
Let's hear this.
Gentlemen, legends, the creme de la creme of sports radio, listen up, because today I'm offering you the opportunity of a lifetime, a once-in-a-generation ground floor opportunity. I call it Bad Tiki Coin, a cryptocurrency that's about to blow past all the big ones. Bitcoin, Bad Tiki Coin eats Bitcoin. Ethereum, Bad Tiki snorts Ethereum.
Bad Tiki, you're telling me you made your own cryptocurrency?
Oh, but it's not just a cryptocurrency, Evan. This is a revolution, a movement. You get in now, you'll be swimming in yachts, private islands, an endless Jacob deGrom game, use socks in no time. Imagine, the world runs on Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki, relax.
Okay, Bad Tiki, what exactly does Bad Tiki Coin do?
What does it do, you ask? Unlike your metabolism, it does it all, Sean. Picture a world where everything can be paid for with a currency inspired by the power, the prestige, the supreme height and tallness, along with the pizzazz of yours truly. Bad Tiki, you're not just buying a coin, you're buying into a legacy. A tall, handsome, Bad Tiki legacy.
I mean, I gotta say, it sounds an awful lot like a scam, my friend.
A scam? Regular Tiki, how dare you? I would never try to swindle you fine, gentlemen. This is an investment in the future, a gift I'm handing over to you guys, my closest, dearest, most handsome friends. Besides, I have already secured a few high-level investors. Maybe you've heard of them. Mark Cuban, Elon Musk, and Greg Giannotti. I'm going to take that small peen Giannotti for all he's worth, but everyone else will make big money in Bad Tiki claws, handing out very cheap Bad Tiki crypto coins. Accept my gift. Ho, who, ho, bitches.
Wow. Right. And how much is this gift going to cost us, sir?
Only a small initial investment. We're talking peanuts compared to the millions you'll soon rake in. You just transfer, let's say, $5,000 each, and bada bing, bada boom, you're proud owners of Bad Tiki Coin. This thing's going to skyrocket Bad Tiki Coin to the moon. Just don't sell.
Dude, $5,000 to get a few fake coins with bad tiki on it?
Just bad tiki? Oh, I see how it is. You guys think I'm some joke, don't you? Just some puppet? You think bad tiki is here to amuse you? And if you order in the next 10 minutes, bad tiki will personally send you 100 bonus bad tiki coins. Guys, I need you to invest now or it'll be too late and you'll wish you did. And I wouldn't have to kill any of you. Bad tiki coin must succeed.
Bad tiki, calm down. We're just saying it doesn't sound, you know, totally legit.
Oh, sorry. Forgot I was talking to the modern symbol of financial brilliance. Look, fellas, I thought you'd have the vision. I thought you'd understand. But no, you'd rather throw away your money on, I don't know, toilet paper and food for your families. And if you act now, Bad Tiki can throw in an additional 2,000 Bad Tiki coins, now being accepted at Security Dodge. Thanks, Michelle. Ko-oom, get so-oom.
All right, Bad Tiki. Let's get this straight. What exactly does the Bad Tiki coin worth $5,000 do?
Simple, Tiki. It's backed by the one and only Bad Tiki. Think of it. Every Bad Tiki coin comes with guaranteed bragging rights, exclusive content, and maybe, just maybe, a chance to win a personal voicemail from me. Imagine the clout. Also, you'll get a special Bad Tiki coin discount on my OnlyFans. It's very steamy, yet tasteful.
Look, Bad Tiki, we appreciate the enthusiasm. I think we're going to pass.
I understand. I knew I wasn't dealing with winners. You are losers. Losers never win. And Bad Tiki, he wins. Win, Bad Tiki, win. Bad Tiki coin is taking off, and you guys missed out. But if you order now, Bad Tiki will send you 40,000 bonus Bad Tiki coins. And the far less popular but still kind of cool to have, Negative Tommy NFTs.
Ooh. Bad Tiki, the Negative Tommy NFT is a scam. Everyone knows that now. Why did you turn me into an NFT? Please, Bad Tiki, stop scamming regular people, except Greg Giannotti. Let's bleed him dry. But if you order in the next 8 minutes, Bad Tiki won't steal your identity. The Mets haven't made any big moves. The Mets are doomed. The coalition of Knicks haters are right. Don't believe, don't stay positive. Bad Tiki, make me stop screaming. I'm begging you. I cannot live this way. Why, Bad Tiki? Why?
Shut it, Negative. Tommy NFT. He's great. I love that guy. The screaming being his only volume was a bold decision, but I stand by it like I stand by Bad Tiki coin. Purchase now or I'll kill Negative Tommy. Okay, losers, wow. You have until sundown to buy in or I'll start exposing all of your personal information online. I know you'll do the right thing, especially you, Evan. I have enough dirt on you to fill the Grand Canyon. I look forward to our continued relationship. Buy Bad Tiki coin. Don't sell. HODL as long as you can. Bad Tiki is diamond hands. I hate you guys. Bad Tiki, out.
Thank you, Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki, remember, is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment.
Or caution in engaging with Bad Tiki.
I think I know why Bad Tiki went this route.
Why?
I woke up very early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't sleep. And so when I wake up very early, I listen to WFAN.
Okay.
So I was listening to my guy Al Cintron. He was killing it. And then I listened to Jerry Recco and Al Dukes, one of the most underrated radio programs here on WFAN.
And what did you ascertain?
What I ascertained is they were obsessed with me. So in case you missed it, this morning at about 5:25, they were having a conversation about season tickets. So, of course, my name comes up.
Of course, because you have season tickets to everything.
And Jerry Recco listened to our program a few weeks ago when we were talking about Jet season tickets. And mm-hmm. I didn't defend the Jets. I hate that they raised ticket prices. But I mentioned it wasn't a huge raise.
Yeah, it was like $8 for you.
Yeah, it was low. So Jerry brought that up, fair. And then it led to a completely different direction, which leads me to why Bad Tiki wants to sell me stuff. Take a listen.
He's made significant money.
Well, hold on. Before you play that, I apologize. The first clip is when they were talking about the season tickets. I apologize. I didn't give him a heads up. It just kind of popped to me because this Bad Tiki segment.
Yes.
I think now it all makes sense.
You want the clip with the money you have in your bank?
No. The first one when Jerry was talking about the season tickets.
That's the clip I just started playing.
Oh, you sure? Oh, I apologize.
I'm pretty sure.
I apologize. Go ahead.
No worries.
He's made significant money. He's now, is he 40 now? If he's not, I think he's 40 now.
All right.
I'm a loser. He's made significant money for 22 years. And for at least 15 of them, he's been single.
He's 41 years old.
41. All right. So at least 15 of those years, he's been single.
Hmm.
I mean, he's not a clubber. He does like his season tickets, and he does do driving vacations. Where is he spending his money?
Not on clothing, right?
Not on clothing.
He doesn't dress well. Does he drive a really cool car?
For a while, I don't think he had a car because he lived in Astoria when we were in Queens. I don't even know if he had a car. I don't know.
He was riding a bike to work.
Yeah.
You're right. Evan might be rich.
They think I'm rich.
Oh, nice.
They think I'm loaded.
This is why Bad Tiki is trying to exploit you.
Yes, because he was listening to Al and Jerry, and they're talking about how much money I have.
Even Evan said, people were calling up and complaining. Evan even looked at it. He goes, I don't even notice the increase, but they did increase.
Well, he's rich, Jerry.
Well, that's probably true, too.
You think Evan has $1 million in the bank?
Yeah.
You do?
Evan?
Yeah.
Yes.
They think I have $1 million in the bank.
Do you?
First of all, just because I didn't think the increase on jet tickets was that high doesn't mean I'm loaded. Now, I give Jerry and Al a lot of credit. Mm. They really carefully analyzed this. They thought to themselves, all right, Evan got a full... I was working full-time at 18 years old. Right. I was making decent money at XM. Right. Decent. Yeah. But they're right. I was a loser. I mean, I guess I still am. I wasn't dating because no girl would go out with me.
Weren't going out wasting money.
Wasn't going out wasting money.
Or buying like highfalutin sports cars.
I was buying nothing.
Okay.
I was literally taking all the money and putting it in the bank. Mm. And then, okay, I start dating. So that costs a little bit more because, you know, the dinners and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything else that
all
goes
that,
along.
All that crap.
but it's good logic.
Of course.
That for more than half my life, I was just putting the money away.
Professional life.
Yeah, professional life.
Right.
But no, I want to deny the accusations that I have $1 million in the bank. And by the way, is it appropriate that they're counting my money?
No, they should not count your money, just like you shouldn't count Steve Cohen's money.
Oh,
but you do.
Wait, hold on a second.
Just because he has billions and you have a little less than a million doesn't mean that somebody should be counting your money.
I don't like how you turn them counting my money and then I shouldn't count Steve Cohen's money.
Why not?
Because it's different.
Why is it different? Because, it's the same.
Especially because
we're asking Steve Cohen to spend a lot of money.
Here's why. My spending of money doesn't impact anybody other than my family, right? It doesn't impact Tommy. Well, I do take him to some Knick games. It doesn't impact our listeners if I spend money or not. Steve's spending of money impacts all of us.
Yeah.
How much I spend.
Your joy and satisfaction on game day.
That's right. That's right. So my spending doesn't impact any of that. But I will say, because I know Al wanted specifics on everything in my bank account. And he's probably doing it at the behest of Bad Tiki. I think that's where this is coming from. I want to tell you, Al, that while I will not tell you the details, I do not have $1 million in my bank.
So you have $2 million. Because I've often thought this, too. When I heard this clip, I've been thinking this for years. And they're right.
That I'm, because of the math that they put together?
Yeah.
By the way, great math. I dress like a child. I don't spend money on that.
When was the last time you updated your wardrobe?
How do you define that?
I don't know. Buying new stuff?
I bought a shirt about a month ago.
And when were you hired to work with Joe here? What age?
I was 2007, so I was 23 years old.
So at 23?
But I was working prior to that at Sirius, where I was really pocketing the money.
Yeah.
Because...
You're doing nothing.
Because I worked nights and I did nothing.
23 WFAN?
The best part was I was working two jobs. I was working nights at Sirius and then overnights at WFAN. Dude. Oh, no.
What, did you sleep all day?
I did not sleep. I never slept, which means I was basically celibate. Now, you could argue it was by choice or it was just by no one was ever going to hook up with me. So all that money. You're
right. Did
you
work weekends too?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it was nuts. It was horrible.
Wow.
So you're right that I put a lot of money away, but then that money disappears. You know, buy a house.
Mm. But
before that, buy an apartment, buy season tickets.
Well, you could have just rented.
No, you had to buy, man. No, you got to buy.
Yeah, okay, so if you buy, then you obviously experience some growth in that, unless you sold in 08.
No, I got a good growth. Good growth.
Okay, yeah, so you turned that buying into more money.
So you believe, Tommy, that I got $2 million in the bank?
Yeah. He also bought an apartment in Long Island City before it was super popular. He sold that apartment. I'm just saying, at 23 years old, you were making nice scratch. Most 23-year-olds don't make that kind of money. You've been making it for 17 years.
You technically invested in real estate.
That's true.
And experience the gain.
I got to figure out where all my money went.
And
then.
You want me to buy
married.
A sandwich
for you
at the garden?
That's what happened. What are you bitching about, Tommy?
No,
how are you making this about you? Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. And then when I heard that clip that Al and Jerry think you have $1 million in the bank, you publicly shame me all the time that when you bring me to Knick games, I don't buy you anything.
Oh.
I'm not reaching in my pockets for you if you're a millionaire.
I tell you why. First of all, I'm not a millionaire. But second of all, I'm not a socialist. Okay, I'm not a communist. Just if because I make more money than you, when I'm nice enough to take you to a game in which I drop a lot of money to take you, you do as a good human like Sean does is you say, can I get you something? I say no 90% of the time. I don't say yes, but it's just the right thing to do. It's a good gesture.
Yeah, but you're a millionaire.
I'm not a millionaire.
Yes, you are.
That's a lie by Alan Jerry. BS. What do they say? Fake news.
Uh-oh.
Sad. What?
All right. So we have...
Anything to save me from this conversation, but Alan Jerry, I got ears everywhere, baby. Yeah.
No, I think this is something that we are going to be interested in here. Follow the bouncing ball. The premier game of the weekend is Chiefs and Bills.
Yes.
Kicker Harrison Butker was placed on injured reserve today, hurt his knee in practice, leaving the Chiefs without a kicker.
Oh, wow.
The Chiefs have responded by signing Spencer Schrader off the Jets practice squad, leaving the Jets without a kicker in the building.
Why was he not elevated, Teak?
I don't know. Was I not just talking about
this? He was going to get elevated for the game, but they played a game by hiding him on the practice squad and keeping the elevation.
Didn't I just talk about this yesterday?
Yeah.
Because I showed you guys on my board. There's no kicker.
Yep.
Right.
There's no kicker right here.
And I said, where's Spencer Schrader?
Right.
Just 20 minutes ago, Brant Boyer had a press conference in front of Jet Media raving about the approach of Schrader ready to kick this weekend, and the Chiefs have swooped in and claimed him.
So they kept him on the practice squad probably for financial reasons? Is that the reason why they never elevated him?
Yeah. Well, no. You elevate him on Fridays, and so you can do it three times before you have to put him on the full roster, like the regular roster.
By the way, right now I'm on Yahoo because I need to add a kicker. Harrison Butker's on my fantasy team. So keep going.
but after you do that three times, you have to keep him on the regular roster.
Gotcha.
So they were just saving money by keeping him on the practice squad.
Yeah, but you have the risk that when you're on the practice squad, something like this can happen.
Exactly
right. A team has an injury pop up. We've seen a lot of injuries with kickers this year for whatever reason, and you can lose him. And so the Jets are going to have yet another kicker.
I think we talked about this yesterday. Anders Carlson is also on their practice squad.
Right.
But I don't know what their deal, I don't know if he's hurt or what the issue is. But they do have another kicker on their practice squad.
Look, they're not going to be Daboll'd where they don't have a kicker on a football Sunday. Sorry to use that as a verb, but it kind of makes sense. It's more the annoyance
that... He earned that one.
He did earn it. Thank you. It was an earned rip. It's more the annoyance that Spencer Schrader actually did okay. Kicked a 45-yarder, and then the other one was kind of a chip shot, and that was their only offense. So I know he didn't do a lot, but I thought, especially as a young player, he deserved the right to be on this team yet again. And now the Jets are going to have, like, their fourth different kicker this season. I don't love that.
Anders Carlson is more of a vet, but barely. He's in his second season. He was drafted, actually, last year by Green Bay.
Yeah, he's a young guy. But still, like, isn't this mismanagement by Joe Douglas?
Well, unless they felt really good about Anders Carlson.
Oh, I don't think so. They got caught with their pants down. That's the way this sounds. They lost the guy.
Maybe. Yeah. But you had two kickers on your practice squad.
I know, but
both of whom are potentially long-term solutions.
I just want to warn you because you haven't done it yet.
I mean, because Anders Carlson, don't forget, he was at Auburn. He was a good kicker down there. Doesn't he have a brother?
I think he does. Carlson sounds familiar. I think he does have a brother kicker.
I can't remember now. I can't place it. But I do feel like there's been potential for him. He just hasn't been able to make a team.
Yeah,
because he went to San Francisco after he was waived by the Green Bay Packers.
It's not a knock on Anders Carlson, whoever's going to replace him. It's just you had a 25-year-old kid make two kicks.
Yeah, but he's 25, and he's a rookie.
You're making a mistake.
I'm not making a mistake.
You know the mistake
he's 25, he's a rookie. Okay. Right. He kicked two field goals and
missed an extra point that game.
Who did?
Anders Carlson this year kicked in one game for the 49ers versus the Chiefs.
Right.
Kicked two field goals, one of them a 55-yarder, and missed an extra point.
Right. Yeah, whatever. We're talking about Spencer. But Spencer Schrader, we don't know if he's going to be great going forward.
I know, but I wanted to ride with it. He made his two field goals last week. And
Daniel Collierson is for the Raiders.
That's it. Right. Here's my issue, though. And you haven't said it yet. You've been very careful with your words. I think you're very close to saying, Evan, you're making a big deal out of nothing. Do you want to do that? Do you want to just say that to make this official?
No, you're making a big deal out of something that could be something, but it could be nothing.
Okay. Very good couching. The only reason I'm very sensitive to that line from you, Tiki, is that about a week ago, you got on me and said, Evan, you're making too big of a deal, this Mike Williams trade.
Mm.
And then what happens?
Right.
He redlines all over everybody with a touchdown catch.
Even though he now has subsequently said that he was not trolling Aaron Rodgers.
He was trolling.
He's saying he makes his career off the red line.
Right.
That's what he was known for was in L.A.
Mike Williams
San Diego before that.
Was trolling. He has every right to troll, but I didn't like that trade. I made that opinion very, very clear. You, Sean, I don't know what Tommy said, but basically like, you're making a big deal out of nothing. I said, maybe, but I don't like this. And then the Jets score 6 points. Mike Williams gets in the end zone. I'm going to do the same thing here on a Thursday. I don't love this. I don't love the fact that they had a kicker. He actually did his job. He's young. And they left him unprotected the way they did by having on the practice squad.
But he had,
and now he's on the 9-0 Kansas City
Chiefs. But they had two kickers.
Yeah, and they could miss their kicks on Sunday. How do I know?
I mean,
they missed a kick. I'm blaming you. In fact, how about this?
Why is it my fault?
If the Jets miss a kick.
Okay.
This one you got to do now. Jets miss a kick, you apologize to me live on TV. I think that's fair. And if you have to explain it, fine. I'm so sorry to my radio partner, Evan Roberts. He did not like that they lost Spencer Schrader, and I was wrong. I'm sorry, Evan. Sean, do you agree he has to do that?
Fair. Yeah, I think
Tommy,
so.
Tommy, do you agree he has to do that?
Yes.
Thank you.
But if Anders Carlson goes 4 for 4, extra points, and kicks 40-plus and a 50-yard field goal.
Yes.
And they win on it.
What do you do? You can say whatever you want. You're king, bro.
You owe me...
$1 million. He has it in the bank.
It always comes full circle.
Good one, Loogie.
I'll write you a check for that $1 million I have in the bank. I'm going to hold you to this one. If whoever's kicking for the Jets misses any kind of kick on Sunday, I want an apology.
It's like a 58-yarder with wind blowing.
There has to be a line of demarcation. I'd say 58 and further. You don't have to apologize.
58?
58 or further?
I'm saying if he misses a 60-yarder, you don't have to apologize.
Let's say 52.
52?
We agree? He's a rookie. He's a second-year player. He hasn't really played. He's a rookie.
What's a fair line, Sean?
I would say 52 sounds right.
Thank you, Sean.
But also, if he was any good to be hitting those long field goals, he's on an active roster right now.
Right. But he's only played a little bit.
52?
You're talking about the San Francisco time. That was his only kicks, right, in his career.
He was with Green Bay last year. I got to look
but
up those kicks.
I don't think he played. I think he was on the practice squad.
We also don't know if he's going to be the kicker or not, just because he's there on the practice squad. We don't know.
Yeah, but he's there for a reason. I would assume that Anders Carlson is going to be the kicker.
I would have said 55. I would have been at 55, but 55. I'll take 52.
All right, we'll go 54.
Thank you. If he misses a field goal less than 54 yards, public apology on the air.
And by the way, if it's 54, but it's like 54 and a third of a yard.
Oh, God.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
I can see it. I'll see it. I'll be there.
I love the semantics.
It is really. And you know what? He's going to line up for one right on that line, man. Yeah, I think I deserve an apology, but that's just me. Sean's got a Cinco de Five. We'll get to your calls. Plus, there is something on television tomorrow night. It's not Nets Knicks, I promise you, that I got to tell you, I am so excited for. We'll break it down and explain why coming up.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.